It's 6:25 Thursday morning on East Coast Breakfast. Jason Mraz and More Than Friends. It's all love songs, wall to wall love songs today. And as you can see, the love songs don't have to be slow and ballady. They can be upbeat and jammy as well. You can vote for your favorite love songs in our 28-day music makeover. By the way, go to our website, ecr.co.za, and get your hands on your share of that 200,000 rand. Now listen, you might have noticed that our dear friend Kerry Miller has not been with us the last two mornings. Now usually, you'll notice with East Coast Breakfast, if one of us is away on a gig or a shoot or a holiday or whatever it is, we tell you, especially on this show, we like sharing all of our dirty laundry. We share everything with you, every aspect of our lives with you, because that's how we roll. We share with you, right? We share with each other. The last 2 days, we've been very quiet. I've seen a lot of messages from people saying, why are you, is nobody saying where Kerry is? And well, Kerry Miller.
Yeah.
If you feel up to it, we'd like to give you an opportunity to talk.
So you, I mean, I know that most of us we keep this kind of stuff to ourselves. However, in the last couple of days, something that my family has gone through has just made me realize how many people may be going through something like this. So, on Monday, Tuesday, just as I got to work, my family got news that my brother, who's in Germany, he's been admitted to hospital, and he's only 30, right? And long and short of it is, and I haven't actually got my family's permission to talk about this, so I'm not going to go into detail, but my brother was admitted to hospital and they thought perhaps he had encephalitis or meningitis, and then we got the news on Tuesday that they had found a bleed on his brain.
This is Matt. We know Matt.
Yeah. And so obviously this is, for my parents, extremely traumatic, for the family, brother who's there by himself. And I think that obviously the shock of it first was, I mean, I don't even know how to explain it, but anyway, I don't know if I can go into more detail.
I understand that. We understand when somebody gets sick here, you get in your car and you go see them.
But this is exactly what I was going to say. So if you get the phone call to say this person's been in an accident or this person's got a bleed on the brain, the first thing you want to do is go to them.
Yeah.
And I have seen my mom and dad sit with packed bags in tears because our passports, we're South African citizens, we are South African born and bred, our passports don't allow us to go into certain countries. And my brother is, he's working in Germany. And my mom and dad, they're waiting at the mercy of the German consulate to get these visas. So, and they applied for an emergency visa. So it's the same as if someone is on their deathbed, which thank you God my brother is not. But my mom and dad are waiting for this. And I thought, you know how many people have to go through this process? And then because of load shedding, when the visa was ready yesterday, they couldn't send it.
Oh, snap, man.
Gosh. So my parents literally have been waiting. They were supposed to fly last night. Now they're going to apparently fly today.
Okay.
And the only reason I wanted to talk about this is obviously, I mean, I trust that whatever happens with my brother will be fine. But also how many people, parents out there are like, dealing with this kind of stuff where they just because of the fact that we're South African, you can't go and do what you need to do. And also how amazing it was though to see how the family came together. My sister, she really stepped in and became like the mom in the situation. She did all the phoning to the hospital and on the line to people who were speaking in German that she couldn't understand. And I apparently am a feeder. So I figured out that in any trauma, I'm a feeder. I just was like buying food and baking and making food. So I wanted to say thank you to both of you for holding down the fort, you know, in my absence and for caring and loving me so much. I love you boys a lot.
But Kerry, I can tell you there's a lot of people that are listening to you right now totally understand. Illness in the family and loved ones who are not well is a lot more common. And we forget how important a support system is when they
say a community raises a child, but a community is, you need it as an adult as well, 100%.
Well, we're all thinking of Matt, and we're all thinking of mom and dad, and we're all thinking of you as well.
Yeah.
All right, Kerry. East Coast Radio. East Coast Radio.